a time of extremes. We're living in a time when we can expect big things to happen, big shifts in the world, and big changes in our lives. And just to be clear, the extremes I'm talking about don't necessarily have to be bad things or even good things for that matter. It's just that they're big things, and they're happening all around us in our lives as well as our world. While the reasons for the extremes will be explored in the upcoming chapters, the key here is that we're living a rare era of transition. We're living the emergence of a new normal, and the success of our transition hinges upon two things. Number one, our willingness to acknowledge the shift, and number two, how we learn to adapt to it. Our globalized culture of jobs, money, markets, and resources means that it's now impossible to separate the extremes in the world from what they mean in our everyday lives. The crisis of climate change is a perfect example of just what I mean here. The record-setting droughts caused by shifts in global weather patterns translate directly into the higher prices we pay for food at our local markets. The extreme debt and failing economies on the other side of the planet translate directly into the higher costs at the gas pump and higher ticket prices for buses, trains, and taxis that take us back and forth to work each day. Because of these and other extremes, business loans have become scarce, and the interest we're paid on our savings and retirement accounts is at a record low. The global slowdown of industry translates directly into the loss of jobs and benefits in our local communities. These are the kind of extremes in the world that are creating big changes in our lives. I think we can all agree that our lives are changing in ways we've never seen, at the speed we're not used to, and it's all happening faster than we've been prepared to accept. The key. I'm an optimist by nature, and I see real reasons for optimism in our lives. At the same time, I'm also a realist. I'm under no illusion when it comes to the huge amount of work that it takes to give birth to the new world that lies before us. Our ability to successfully meet the challenges that have arrived at our doorstep begins by our acknowledging what may be the most obvious yet difficult question we could ever ask of ourselves. The question is simply this: how can we deal with the issues if we're not honest about the issues? Our willingness to acknowledge this simple question and what it means in our lives is the key to developing personal resilience in our world of extremes. Everyone is on the journey. A big difference between trips that we may have taken in the past and the big journey that we're on now is that today we don't get to pick our traveling companions. The reason is simple. Everyone on Earth is on the journey. No one can be left behind. Our world today is so deeply interconnected on so many levels that it is impossible for the transformation that's emerging in one place not to show up in other places as well. I've seen this firsthand in my travels to some of the most isolated, remote, and beautiful places remaining in the world, places like Tibet, for example. In 2005, following a number of earlier pilgrimages to the monasteries of the Tibetan Plateau, I saw for the first time the eerie glow of cell phones lit up under the robes of monks and nuns in the corridors of century-old temples. For the people living in these secluded monasteries, their ancient world of isolation is now on a modern path of connectivity, and the shift carries a promise that their traditions and their lives will never be the same. A crisis in thinking. We don't need to go to Tibet, however, to see the evidence of just how dramatically the world is shifting. The change is reflected everywhere, both in the ways the world works as well as in the ways that the world no longer works. The era of an oil-based economy, for example, is giving way to a new economy based upon new forms of energy that are cleaner and more sustainable. The centralized production of our food from corporate farms half a world away is giving way to the healthy and sustainable production of food from small farms that thrive within local communities. From the shutdown of dangerous mines in South America to the shift from coal to gas-fired power plants, the practice of creating wealth from industries that destroy our planet is giving way to socially responsible models of technology and investing. And as the world of the past slips away and the new world emerges, the clash of new against old highlights another, even greater crisis, one that we all face, yet which we'll probably never read or hear discussed in the popular media. It's a silent crisis that's like a big elephant in the room, something that everyone sees yet no one acknowledges. Arguably, the greatest crisis that we face in our time of extremes is a crisis in thinking. And our thinking is the very key to the way we deal with the needs of the emerging world. You and I are being tasked to do something that's never been done before. We're being challenged to radically shift the way we think of ourselves and our relationship to the world, and to do so faster than any generation in history has ever done before. Our willingness to think differently about ourselves and the world is the key to the success of our journey. And while it's definitely a big journey that we're all on, it's also a short trip. The reason is because the world we're traveling to is already here. It's with us right now.